Prologue. Thorns catch her dress. The girl ignores the sharp scratch against her wrist, the spike that digs its way beneath her skin. She runs fast through an arch of roses and beneath the heavy scent of summer jasmine, her cheek brushing the faded rot of lilac. She wishes the garden would consume her, grow tall and wild into one giant tangle of branches, roots dug hard into the ground. Tonight, she longs to hide inside a secret garden, to escape for 100 years between thick forest walls. She runs further into the garden. The sounds from the house fade, until all that is left is the quiet echo of the wind against the trees, their trunks choked with ivy. At last she feels safe, her breath gradually easing as she slows her legs and walks. There is a marble seat at the end of the path, its cold silver stone offering a steady glow under the moonlight. It seems to take her an age to reach it, her legs losing their strength now she is no longer running. When she finally collapses against the marble, her head swims. All evening she has been drinking, and her body is not used to the rising haze of champagne. She knows she should have been more careful, more alert to the dangers around her. But tonight there is no one to watch over her, no fairy godmother, no mother at all. Midnight. She can sense time shifting, the night ticking on towards morning. If she can just rest her head, close her eyes for a few minutes, she thinks she will find the strength she needs. She imagines a bedroom, an absurd image of pink silk and tasseled cushions. But instead, all she has is a hard marble seat and potted topiary spikes. The summer air thickens around her as though a huge hand is pressing her down. No one can hear her whisper to herself, an incoherent muddle of sighs. Perhaps, she thinks, this is how Princess Aurora felt as the forest groaned and grew, the prick of her finger sending her to sleep. A man appears at the end of the path, but she doesn't see him. She is nearly asleep, shadows dancing beneath her eyelids, turning trees, shrubs, the red bloom of roses, the bulk of the man into one eddying monochrome mess. The man has seen her, though. He walks forward, silent as he pushes a rose away from his face, the thorns shivering into the thicket. Music scratches in the distance. At the house, or further away in the streets. There are people somewhere, a party, faint shrieks and cries that rise and fall as her eyelids droop. She tries to fight the weight of exhaustion that pulls her body down, but it is no use. The darkness of the garden, the trees that encircle her, the sweet scent of roses, they consume her like the swirling magic of an incantation, a fairy waving her wand. She falls asleep.